Chimalamasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This human form of life is meant for our journey back to Godhead. We should not have a mistaken idea that this human form of life is meant for something else. Because of the influence of past contamination from previous births, and because of the influence of society, we have many false goals in our mind, and we have concocted many unnecessary and troublesome activities in life. Lord Chaitanya has come with this Krishna consciousness movement in order to relieve us of our concocted activities and concocted goals. The initiation process certifies that you are enrolled in the march back to Godhead. Those who are taking Harinam Diksha, first initiation, you should know that it is a necessary ceremony, but you have to do your part. For example, you just had the Commonwealth Games here in Melbourne. It was a grand opening ceremony. But still, the athletes have to do their part. They have to run the races. At the time of initiation, you are certified that you have the Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of the creeper of devotion. Now you have to water that seed, and you have to be very careful to guard against offenses. One trouble that can creep in to our society of devotees is familiarity. At first, Krishna consciousness can seem very new, and then due to material familiarity, you can think that, oh, I'm aware of everything now, and I've seen all the devotees before. How to guard against that? We must pray to the deities that let us see every day in devotional service as it is, ever fresh. To do that requires divine help. By your taking the initiation process, you are officially certified to be able to request that help. Now, it's not that those who are not initiated have no access to Krishna's mercy. That is not true. As Lord Chaitanya explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as soon as your tongue touches the holy name, there's an effect. But naturally, in this age of Kali, we need all the mercy we can get. We need all the help we can get, all the guidance we can get, all the care we can get, so that we can march strongly on the path back to Godhead. We need to always remember that is our goal, to finish up our business in this life, not to loiter here and linger here. We must keep the goal in mind. And then take all the available advantages to complete that goal. Our main advantage, of course, is the holy name of Krishna. At the time of first initiation, you're formally given access to the holy name of Krishna as it comes through disciple succession. Padma Purana states, Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantra Nishpala Mutta. If your mantra doesn't come through disciple succession, authorized disciple succession, then it has no potency. Some here are taking second initiation into the Gayatri Mantra. That mantra is being given to you through disciplic succession, therefore it can act. Otherwise, you can go to any bookshop in India and you can get a book that tells you the Gayatri Mantra and you can say it, but it won't have any effect. You can get the Gayatri Mantra from relatives or family priest, but it won't have an effect unless it comes through authorized disciplic succession. Our main mantra, of course, is the Maha Mantra. And we want to try to avoid the offenses. That is a very necessary focus during our march back to Godhead. Now, I have noticed it is easy to try to avoid offenses while chanting if you keep the company, the sangha of devotees who want to avoid offenses. But if you take the association of those who are casual, naturally you'll become casual. Now we have to be careful about this. As Aniruddha and I were discussing a few days ago, you don't want to discourage those who are not so serious, and you don't want to have a holier-than-thou attitude. But at the same time, you have to be practical. What happens if you're around someone who has a bad cold? You're very aware that, oh, I don't want to be in a closed room with that person or a closed car because I'll get the germs. Does that mean you're thinking badly of the person? No, you're just doing what you're supposed to do to protect your health. So you have to see the issue both ways. Compassion and humility, at the same time, the practicality that for Krishna's service and to protect your spiritual life, you have to be careful. This requires some maturity. This double-edged vision requires some maturity. But if you associate with mature devotees, you'll become mature. Otherwise, it's a concept that's difficult to grasp. How do I behave properly with everyone and act in a gentle way with everyone, while at the same time knowing what the proper standard is and clinging to that standard? Often young devotees have a difficult time with this. It's either all one way or the other. Either they cannot associate with, mingle with anyone who is not so strict, or they do so and they lose it almost completely. They become lost. You pick up this skill only through the association of mature devotees. How to deal with everyone in a way that uplifts without your being dragged down. By your trying to be that way, it doesn't mean you're heartless. No. The real care and heartfelt concern you can show to others is to inspire them in Krishna consciousness. Nothing else will work. Nothing else really inspires anyone and touches their heart except bhakti. It may take us some time to understand that. But if you chant seriously every day, try to avoid the offenses. Krishna knows you're trying. He's in your heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hidde Se Arjuna Tishtati. He's in your heart. He knows this devotee is trying. Sometimes working devotees, household devotees, they have so many affairs to tend to. Krishna knows when you're trying your best to properly honor his holy name. Therefore, there's no reason to ever be despaired, to have despair while doing the process of bhakti. The more that we can be a part of devotee association and the Vaishnav community as active members, the more our spiritual life is vibrant. So that should be our goal, to achieve the goal of going back to Godhead. Actually, going back to Godhead means having service to Krishna in the association of devotees. That's why all the great devotees and acharyas pray. I don't mind taking another birth as long as I have the association of devotees. Still, it is your duty to discriminate amongst devotees. And you have to know how to make friends with those on an equal level, show mercy to those on a lower level, and serve those who are on a higher level. This is all part of the bhakti process. You have to know how to discriminate. I'm very happy that at this temple there is deep and mature association available for those who want it. You're having bhakti shastri courses, bhakti vaibhav courses. You have mature and maturing devotees. In this way, spiritual depths can be achieved. And in those spiritual depths, Krishna acts. Please cling to that association very strongly. And do not become overpowered by familiarity. Oh, I've been here so many years, or I know all the Prabhus. It's the same mantra, the same books. Isn't there anything new here? Krishna is ever fresh, but we need the vision to see that. You get that vision to see the ever freshness, the Navarasa, by attentive chanting of the holy name. And you're inspired to try and chant the holy name with attention, free from offenses, if you have that kind of inspiring association. Let us remember that we are meant to go back to Godhead. We're only going to be in this body for a short time. We're only going to be in this place for a short time. Let us take advantage of all the facilities that are offered to make our life a success. All the ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa, are meant as phases on the march back to Godhead. Let us understand what the goal is. The goal is Krishna. Let us study Krishna. Understand Krishna. What does the Lord say as a result of your studying Him? Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattva. For one who can understand the transcendental mystery of my appearance in this world and my activities, what do you get? Upon giving up this body, you don't take another material body. Those of you who will stick to this process, and I hope all of you will find out in the coming years more and more how fortunate you are. You'll be so glad you didn't become overwhelmed by various bodily phases of development and lose the plot, so to speak. You'll be so happy. The truth is that time marches on and leaves you with nothing, materially speaking. And when you realize that, it's too late. Living a material life. By the time you realize how time has plundered you, you're just left ravished, devastated. And then you just have frustration to look forward to. As your body breaks down and you have no idea what your future destination is. And it's a very painful thing to have regrets. Oh, why didn't I be more serious about my Krishna consciousness when I had strength, when I had time? Why did I waste my energies in frivolous things, lusty activities, passionate activities? You will be so happy in the future, as well as now. That is the best kind of life. Happy now and later. Not so-called happy now and lamenting later, suffering later. That's not real happiness. We're trying to establish real civilization here. It's not easy. But the more we have mature devotees, the more you can see it is possible. The more there are loving relationships amongst the devotees based on service, the more the devotees are shoulder to shoulder trying to establish the mission of Lord Chaitanya in this world, the more you'll see Krishna. So let us never take for granted the association of devotees and the process of devotional service. Every day, come before the deities and thank them for what they've given you and beg for their protection that you never take the process of devotional service for granted, the devotees for granted. You have to beg for that. Don't expect it just comes in a casual way. You have to have desire. Yearn for this. And then Krishna will show you more and more of his glories as manifest through the holy name, through the association of devotees. It's always wonderful to see the community of the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir increasing under the guidance of Aniruddha Prabhu and Achintya Rupa Mataji. It's becoming an extraordinary beacon in the darkness because of the maturity and commitment of the devotees. Stability. You see, when the younger devotees can see that the older devotees have stability and can stick to it, they see a future for themselves. When they see how all the ashrams can work together to go back to Godhead, then everyone feels encouraged and inspired. So it's always a wonderful occasion to officially welcome devotees to take their vows in a place where you know they'll be taken care of. I travel all over the world on every continent, and it's always enlivening to be able to give initiation to devotees when you know they'll be taken care of. You don't have to be in anxiety, oh, what's going to happen when I get on the plane? How many hundreds of concoctions will manifest? How many different ways will Maya attack? So it's always reassuring for the heart to know that there are sober devotees here, sober management, experienced. Not only the president and his wife, but also the middle management is getting mature, veteran Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav teachers. You have Keshava Prabhu and his world-famous tours of the holy dons, keeping the devotees on the straight and narrow path, giving them the best of the holy dham and leaving aside any distractions. All these opportunities you all have. Stability, honesty, clarity. Clarity is very important in spiritual life. If you can't see where you're going, not only will you get lost, you are lost. It is a great service to Lord Chaitanya to always keep the goal clearly in mind for others. Then it will always be clearly in mind for you. Let us see the community of devotees here grow and grow and grow as we all do our part to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desires. Through knowledge and purification, let us understand the true significance of initiation. Not that it's just some ritual, but you want the mercy coming through the disciple succession. And you want to use your mind and senses for the pleasure of Krishna. You're taking that vow to abstain from the pillars of sinful activity, to remain dedicated to the holy name of Krishna. It's a very serious thing. All right. Beats, please. We have one first initiate. Vijay Guru, you can come up. Vijay is a very dear devotee in the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community. And his humble service attitude is very contagious. And we desire that he uses his intelligence and energies not only for himself, but so that others will also become Krishna conscious. I was explaining to Vishal that the students from India who have studied here in Melbourne, they have become like specialists in the army. They have experienced the overseas illusions, and so they can help others who are going through the same experience. And it's so wonderful to have a nice community of devotees to invite newcomers to. So Vijay is playing a nice role in that community. And he knows how to take guidance from senior devotees. Therefore, he's nicely becoming Krishna conscious. What are the four rules?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
And what to do every day?
Chant the rounds.
How many?
16 rounds every day. Chant 16 rounds every day.
At least. You're free to do it. Yes. You're free to do
it.
Alright. Your name is Vrishni Vamsha Das. Vrishnivamsa. That's the dynasty that Lord Krishna appears in. Therefore, both Krishna and Arjuna are known as Varshneya, descendants of the Vrishni dynasty. Because anything in relation to Krishna is glorious, the dynasty in which Lord Krishna appears in this world is also glorious. Right, those who are taking second initiation have to see me before I leave to get your Gayatri Mantra.